We are on the eve of the baseball season in the major leagues. Cardinals baseball from Milwaukee. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds, brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's, family owned and operated for over 60 years, top quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores. Experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're there every day. They welcome the opportunity to work with you, and you will enjoy the relaxed and no-pressure atmosphere, and selection is second to none. That's at Lordo's Diamonds. They're located in the heart of Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road, and check out their selection at lordosdiamonds.com. I shop there. My wife gets her jewelry from there. Tell them Danny Mac sent you, and you heard it on scoopswithdannymac.com. So much to get into Wednesdays with Walton. We're going to talk it over with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Want to remind you, if you'd like this to drop in your selected device, all you have to do is subscribe, scoopswithdannymac.com. And Monday through Friday, when the Cardinals play throughout the season, we'll have daily reports with Derek Gould, interviews with many of the folks affiliated with the Cardinals. That includes John Mozeliak, Ben Fredrickson, Ben Fred Fridays, and throughout the basketball season, we had Travis Ford. A podcast drop all the time. So if you like the podcast and want it to drop on any of your favorite devices, scoopswithdannymac.com. And we have Wednesdays with Walton, and that is when we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Also, you can email me, dan@scoopswithdannymac.com. And we have a few of those emails I'll try to get to in this segment coming up with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Wednesdays with Walton. This is always a very, very popular segment on the website, thecardinalnation.com, and Scoops with Danny Mac. And Brian, we're on the eve of the 2019 Major League season. And we have been talking all year and all off season about the baseball season getting here. Well, it's finally here. I know you're excited about this. I am. And what are your thoughts heading into 2019?
Well, I think that, you know, this is, and maybe we see this every spring, I don't know, but it seems like this is the most anticipated season for the St. Louis Cardinals in a long time. I mean, we saw the change of the manager occur last summer, obviously. Now in the offseason, you know, the addition of major players, both for on the offensive side and the pitching side. The team seemed to come together very well, especially late in camp. The offense started to come around to match what was a pretty consistently good spring on the pitching side, I thought. And so, you know, the Cardinals are ready to open the season, and what better place to open it than against the defending division champion?
Pretty amazing. The Cardinals will face Milwaukee 10 of the first 24 games. They'll see them on the first two road trips, and then they won't see them until August 9th. I'm not sure I like that, but that's the way it plays out. They'll be without Jeremy Jeffress, Corey Knebel. They still have not signed, you know, one of the premier closers in the game, Craig Kimbrell. Now that could, you know, as we're taping this, that could change. Who knows? But it's interesting. You know, the bullpen got them to one game within the World Series. The bullpen is different going into the opener of the regular season of 2019. But we'll get into the Cardinals in just a moment. But how do you look at this series between St. Louis and Milwaukee?
Well, it's funny you were mentioning it, because I was just looking at the Milwaukee bullpen before we started this call. And, of course, you know about Josh Hader, who had an all-world type of season in 2018. But, you know, the chance of him repeating that, you know, that's a pretty tall order. But then you look at the guys behind him, all of a sudden you see you got Jacob Barnes, Taylor Williams, Alex Claudio, Matt Albers, Alex Wilson, Chase Anderson, a guy who got booted from the rotation, Junior Guerra. That, you know, all of a sudden that bullpen doesn't look quite as dominating as it did before. And, you know, when you consider that Milwaukee's starting rotation, you know, still probably isn't the strength of the team. You know, their pitching leaves them, I think, a little bit vulnerable coming into this year.
As we talk about the Cardinals, what do you think about them going into this series without a lefty outside of Andrew Miller?
I think we've seen that a number of pitchers in the pen can effectively get out left-handed batters, and certainly Milwaukee has some significant left-handed hitters, and we'll just have to see if this really becomes as big of an issue as we think, as some think it might be. Not many days ago, people were complaining about the fact, hey, we really need to see the Cardinals bring the best players forward, the best 25 players up north, and I think they did that. Now, they made a tough decision to let Shreve go. Cecil's on the DL. John Brebbia was the last guy, and you could argue whether Brebbia or one of the lefties was on the roster, but John Brebbia was an important part of the Cardinals last year. It looks to me like they got the best guys in the bullpen, and it's unfortunate that only one of them is left-handed, but that's the hand they're dealt.
Yeah, and I asked Mike Shildt about that the other day, and he pointed to number one, Alex Reyes. He said, you know what? We love Alex Reyes against lefties. We like Dominic Leone against lefties. Jordan Hicks can get anybody on the planet out. And you start thinking about it, especially with guys like Reyes and especially with Jordan Hicks, it does make some sense. You start thinking about that, and lefty-righty matchups, it really shouldn't matter with those kind of guys. They are dominant.
I guarantee you, with the heat that and the off-speed stuff in case of Alex Reyes, I mean, the arsenal that they bring to the table, I guarantee you, the Milwaukee Brewers are worried about the back end of that Cardinals bullpen, and I'm sure they're going to be paid. They're not going to come up there too aggressive at the plate. They're going to be hoping that they hit a day when Reyes and Hicks are wild and put a lot of runners on, because they're going to have a hard time getting hits against them, that's for sure.
What do you think about the Cardinals' offense going into this season? The Cardinals had more strikeouts than hits. Now, that was a trend in baseball. First time ever we saw that. But what do you think about this Cardinals' offense going into the season?
Well, the early part of spring training, really the first two-thirds or three-quarters of spring training, there were so many young players, getting at-bats, the Ravellos and Edmonds and Dylan Carlson's nice players and players you want to see, but they're not the players that are going to be on the 25-man roster. And we saw in the last week to 10 days when we started to see the core of the team play together more regularly, Wong and Goldschmidt and the like were playing every day in the order, the offense started to score runs. And I think as long as they stay healthy, this team has the capability to be very, very good offensively. Of course, we're still waiting to see, which Dexter Fowler is going to show up. He only batted 200 for the spring, and that wasn't, what everybody wanted to see. But really, Paul DeJong, was pretty much in the same neighborhood, and nobody said a peep about him. Spring training is a time where guys are getting ready, and we'll see, when the whistle blows, who's ready to roll.
A Mike Shildt run camp. What did you think of that?
It's funny. We were waiting to talk to Mike the other morning. He meets with the media roughly around 10 o'clock every morning. And Mike came around the corner, and I happened to be standing sort of on the edge of the crowd. And he put his finger up at me to say, wait a minute. And he was walking over to the field where they were doing the base running fundamental drill. And he was there with Chris Swager, who runs the minor league spring training camp. And I asked him, hey, what were you doing there? And he said, I made a big deal about the fact that I thought that the base running fundamental was important. I told everybody that, and so I wanted to go over and personally watch, be involved in what was happening. And the reason Chris Swager and six minor league coaches were there was that, again, Shildt is making sure that there's consistency between the drills that the major leaguers run and the minor leaguers run, and it was there in action.
I think the rotation with Dakota Hudson is better than with John Gant. I like Gant in the bullpen. I love Hudson in the rotation. Your thoughts on that move?
I've been saying ever since last season ended that I was really worried that the Cardinals would be tempted to keep Dakota Hudson in the bullpen because he was such, so valuable there. I had feelings all along that Hudson, we saw his pitcher of the year in both AA and AAA, and that's, not an easy feat. I thought his potential was greater than the bullpen we saw in the spring. 20 strikeouts in 21 and two-thirds inning, opposing batting average against 192, ERA 1.25. Dakota Hudson really stepped forward this spring and showed that he belongs in the St. Louis Cardinals rotation. And I think, he'll probably have some bumps and bruises as a first-year starter, but overall, I think he's going to grab onto that rotation spine. It's going to be hard to get him to give it up.
The Cardinals were busy off the field when you think about Jose Martinez, Then it was Miles Michaelis, Paul Goldschmidt getting an extension. In general, one of the busier teams of any major league team going into spring training and then in spring training. Your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly Miles Michaelis, you know, he had such a season last year. And I don't want to say it came out of nowhere because, you know, that's not really true. The Cardinals saw the potential in him and had to beat several other teams for his services. But, you know, after that consistent season he put together in 2018, they decided, hey, let's get this guy, you know, signed up for the long term. Let's not let him reach free agency. And, you know, it was a very good match. Michaelis loves the Cardinals. He's from the area down in Jupiter. And you know, it was something that was very easy for them to get done. I think in the case of Paul Goldschmidt, it wasn't necessarily as easy, or at least we didn't think it would be. Paul was very coy about, you know, whether he was going to, you know, sample free agency, and he wanted to see a little bit about St. Louis. But, you know, I have to admit, I was surprised that John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh got the deal done before Goldschmidt ever even rode in his first parade around Busch Stadium. I think that was tremendous to have that accomplished. And, you know, it's out of the way before the season starts, and nobody has to think about it, nobody has to worry about it. And we saw, and maybe it was just coincidence, but, you know, immediately after the contract was signed, all of a sudden Goldschmidt started hitting balls out of Florida stadiums like nobody's business.
Do you think that was a byproduct of what's happening in the game with all these guys signing because they don't want to hit free agency? Or do you think it was because he felt so comfortable with what he is experiencing in a Cardinals camp, his teammates, and just the feeling of being in St. Louis?
I think it's a little of all of the above. And again, this is just speculation because Paul didn't share with me what his family's thought criteria was. But, I mean, if you look around this epidemic that's going on, I mean, literally every day now we're seeing multiple players who are 1 year, 2 years away from free agency signing multiple year deals to stay with their current team. And it's got to be some reaction to, you know, high quality players like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado staying in the market for 5 months, 6 months, going through all this uncertainty. And then good players like Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel, who are here as the regular season is ready to begin and still without jobs. Nobody wants to be in that situation, certainly.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. The trickle-down effect of the Major League roster now, we know that Jerko will start on the injured list. Carlos Martinez on the injured list. We know the 25-man roster. So with that, what happens at AAA? And let's start with the rotation. What does that look like?
Well, I think the AAA rotation is one of the strengths, again, for the second straight year. The players are different in a couple of cases, although certainly Daniel Ponce de Leon and Austin Gomber are returnees from last year. But now they have around them three younger players. Genesis Cabrera, the lefty, of course, was part of the Tommy Pham trade, who had a little bit of a rough spring, but is still young and in learning. Ryan Helsley, the hard-throwing right-hander. And then Jake Woodford, who is a guy that probably from the pitching side might have shown the most this spring. He's a guy that's kind of been the borderline top 20 prospect in the system. and has always been a little bit young for his league, got pushed to Memphis last year, and really now holds his own. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see when we get into the season when the first starter is needed. You would think Gomber, Ponce de Leon, which one of those two guys, have the current best performance, might be the next one to come up. But Cabrera and Helsley both have 40-man roster spots, and they could end up, you know, being called up to start or maybe helping the bullpen. And Woodford does not yet have a 40-man spot, but if he pitches very well at Memphis, you know, he could force his way into the picture as well.
I was asked via email, and again, you can email me at dan@scoopswithdannymac.com, and this is from Joe Leach. And this gentleman asked me to ask you, Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, to if you could dive into Giovanni Gallegos a little bit more. And what do you think he projects as a major leaguer? Where do you see him in terms of a role with a major league club, whether it be with the Cardinals or not? But what do you think that role might be?
You know, it's interesting to see. I wanted to ask Ben Johnson, the new manager of the Memphis Redbirds, how he was going to handle the late innings, because he's got a couple of young guys on his potential. We don't know the final roster yet for Memphis, but Connor Jones, who was a starter, a sinker baller, has moved up. Looks like he's going to move up to Memphis this year. He potentially could be a candidate to close. But you look at the experience of a Giovanni Gallegos, a guy who's in his later 20s now, has good fastball, good breaking pitches, and, you know, really has that experience. And he might be the stabilizing force, sort of like Edward Mujica was for the Redbirds last year. And, you know, if it was me, I'd especially early in the season, I'd want to have a guy who's been out there and done it before.
Yeah, I want to go back to Jake Woodford for a moment. And actually, there's three guys that I thought separated themselves in terms of movement or at least making an impression this spring. I thought Jake Woodford did. I thought Dylan Carlson did, and Tommy Edman did. But Jake Woodford, to me, I think, and probably Ryan Helsley too, because when he rolled out on February 23rd, he hit 100, and they said, look, awesome. It wasn't a demotion. We need to get you on a track to make sure you stay on your current schedule. But, you know, so now there's four. But with Woodford, I think that his impression was so much that he's going to be in the big leagues at some point this year. Now, where that role may be, who knows? But Woodford's a guy, there's no question about it, Brian. They like his stuff, and they think it plays in the big leagues at some point.
Yeah, fastball that's, mid-90s, slider, changeup. So, you know, typical starter repertoire, but, you know, that sinker is something that, is very, very valuable. Whether he's a starter or a reliever, and you know, in that way, he's sort of like Jones, but of course Woodford has a much broader repertoire, which is why he's still continuing to start. But again, you know, you look at the Cardinals' rotation and the strength and stability of it, even without Martinez, without Reyes in the rotation, and you know, it's going to be hard for Jake Woodford to potentially, you know, fight his way into the rotation. So it might be that he has to start in the bullpen. You know, they'll give him a 40-man roster spot when he's ready, I'm sure, if they have a need for him.
I know Tommy Edman is a guy that gets compared to Descalso or Greg Garcia. I'm seeing better than that, maybe. I'm looking at it.
I am too. I think we're selling Tommy Edman short. And, you know, nothing against Greg Garcia and Daniel Descalso.
No question.
Who have made nice major league careers for themselves, but they're not necessarily starting material in the majors. And I think that there's a potential that Tommy Edman could, in fact, grow into that role. He's a switch hitter, can run, has enough pop that he doesn't embarrass himself, is solid, solid defensively, just a smart player. I have an interview up with him. I guess the interview is probably like 9 minutes or so. And, you know, he gave me such articulate, in-depth answers. I just wanted to keep on talking, but, you know, of course, they had work to do, too. He's just a sharp young player in every aspect. And again, you know, he's not like Woodford. He's not yet on the 40-man, and there are other middle infielders ahead of him. So, you know, we have to wait and see. Will Edmundo Sosa, you know, get another shot in his last year? Will Ramon Urias, you know, will he get a view in St. Louis? There's questions yet. So in the case of some of these guys, you know, we're talking about probably second half or later in the year. And by the way, this is the last year that any major league team will be able to recall up to 15 players more to a total of 40 in September starting next year. That's going to be scaled way, way back to just 28 players allowed in September. And that's really going to hurt prospects. It's an article that folks will be able to go over and read about at the Cardinal Nation here on Wednesday. I looked into that, and you know, I'm not excited about it from a prospect perspective.
Sure. Anybody else catch your eye, Brian? I know you're on the backfields a lot.
Well, you know, we talked about Dylan Carlson. You know, Carlson's still a couple years away at the major leagues, but for the Cardinals to give him that length of a look, you know, to be the last guy in camp with a guy who played at High A Palm Beach last year is pretty impressive, and it tells you, you know, what the Cardinals think about a player who's just 20 years old. He's always been young for his league, so he hasn't put up the eye-popping, you know, MVP-level numbers yet, but he's going to be playing in the Hitters League in the Texas League, it looks like, here in 2019, and that's going to give him a chance to shine.
I would think that as I look and as we wrap it up, this camp was uneventful. You know, that we had the Martinez issue early on, but outside of that, it seemed to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, a fairly uneventful camp, which is a good thing for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it just seemed like, I don't know, Dan, like the last 5 years, every spring there's a major injury that, you know, knocks a guy out for the season or for a long period of time. And the Cardinals had other minor injuries, and yeah, you know, Martinez's situation is still kind of an open switch, but you know, overall, the Cardinals got through camp, you know, pretty well unscathed. They didn't have a super record, but, you know, spring training records aren't really that important. It just looks like the Cardinals are, you know, ready on pretty much all cylinders for this regular season to start. And I think it's really important. You know, the last few years, they haven't necessarily gotten out of the gate that strong. They get a little bit behind the curve in April and May, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a bigger hill to climb where maybe this year is a year they can be the ones getting out of the gate quickly and having the other teams look up at them in the standings. And I think that, you know, takes a lot of pressure off a team that, you know, still under Mike Shield is really coming together for the first time.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. Yeah. What do you think as we wrap things up here? What are your expectations for this team?
Well, you know, we saw an 86 win team last year. I think 88, 89 wins is reasonable. Whether that's enough to win the division will depend. I think it could, just because these teams are going to beat up on one another. But if it's not, the Cardinals certainly should win a wild card berth this year. And if they don't, unless there are some very, very, you know, clear reasons why not, it's going to be a disappointment. There have been 3 years of failure. The Cardinals have done what they think they need to do to get back in the playoffs. And I think that is the expectation that everybody has, and they need to step up and realize it.
Right now, if folks go to thecardinalnation.com, what's up on your site?
Well, we talked about both Edmund and Dylan Carlson. I have interviews with both of them posted. I have posted my prediction for the Memphis Redbirds roster for the 25-man there. There's a lot of push on the pitching side, especially. A number of about eight pitchers with AAA experience aren't going to have a spot, it looks like, and that means either that Springfield will be more experienced or some guys will let go. One of our local reporters, we have local reporters in each affiliates. Our new local reporter in Memphis, Frank Ramirez, wrote about the Battle of the Birds, the exhibition game on Monday. And so, you know, we're really covering every aspect. We're still a week away from the opening of the minor league season, so all those rosters haven't yet come to light, but when they do, certainly we'll have all the details.
Brian, great stuff, and we will catch up with you next Wednesday, and happy baseball season to you.
And to you, Dan.